Thank the Minister for agreeing to meet Tamsin White, who recently lost her mum. You will hear from her around the lack of detox services, particularly for females in the North West region, and the real impact it's having. You responded to me, particularly even this morning, around the New Decade, New Approach commitment, and that funding will be decided at a joint board of the Secretary of State, the Deputy First Minister and the First Minister. Health Minister, I'm asking you, are you taking forward to that joint board that this commitment, that this is a commitment needs to be funded and should be a priority?
And I think that the member for her point is, as I said earlier, in regards to the funding under the section of addressing Northern Ireland's unique circumstances within New Decade, New Approach, there is a number of funding shortfalls, and it is anticipated that the level of funding made available will not be sufficient to cover all the areas set out in New Decade, New Approach. However, as I said, it is my understanding that specific projects, this funding is aimed at supporting, are to be determined by a joint board which includes the Secretary of State and the First and Deputy First Ministers. Neither my department, nor the Health and Social Care Board, nor the Public Health Agency have been involved directly in this process to date, but we would obviously welcome any further investment in substance use services. However, this needs to be in line with the identified need and or priorities for service development within the strategic commissioning and planning processes. And as is the member is aware, that the number of funding shortfalls that I have within my current budget due to New Decade, New Approaches agreements being made without the necessary funding being attached is the challenge. So I would encourage her to lobby her party member, who is part of that assessment board, in regards to the funding process.
Mark Durkin for your question. Mark Durkin for a question.
Jeremiah, good to ask Sean Corlea. I thank the Minister for his answers thus far. My supplementary question is almost as similar as my original was to Ms Mullins. I also look forward to meeting the Minister when it comes to meet Young Tasman in Foyle. Myself, Karen, and all our reps look forward to that engagement. But could I ask the Minister to give a commitment that he will use his office and his influence, along with the undeniable evidence that exists of need, to exert pressure on the Executive Office and the Northern Ireland Office to honour the pledge in New Decade, New Approach for a new addiction unit in the North West, and he'll have no shortage of support in doing so.
And I thank the member for his commitment for support, because he will be aware that there are many proposals in New Decade, New Approach that are health specific. I don't have the reassurance of that funding either in the coming budget or this year's budget, because there is no funding allocation directly aligned to those at present. It is priorities and promises that have been made by the Finance Minister in regards to funding those, but it will be up to the project board, which includes the First Minister, the Deputy First Minister and the Secretary of State, in prioritising those in regards to funds that are made available. He will be aware, as Minister of Health, I will be asking and pushing for as much of that money to come in our direction as is possible, because many of those commitments in New Decade, New Approach are necessary for not just the advancement of the health service in Northern Ireland, but much of the transformation as well, which is sorely needed.